Imagine this photo. Two gentlemen in suit jackets meet up for a pint in a British pub. A pretty ordinary scene, but this particular photo happens to represent hundreds of millions of dollars in global business. And that's because of who these two men in the pub were. Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, and David Cameron, the former British prime minister. The picture was taken in 2015, when Cameron was still in office, but it has resurfaced in news reports because of a new arrangement between Cameron and the Chinese government. To walk us through the significance of all this, Isaac Stonefish joins me. He's a journalist and longtime China watcher. So tell us how that meeting in a pub, Isaac, is connected to David Cameron's new job.
Now, Cameron will be running a billion-dollar investment fund that is part of China's global infrastructure project, One Belt, One Road. And the connections that Cameron made while prime minister of the UK enabled the Chinese to decide, hey, I think he's a good face for our global infrastructure project.
So what is new about this move by David Cameron?
It's very strange for a former head of a Western government to go and work for the Chinese Communist Party. I don't think that it's happened before, and it really shows just how legitimate the party has become in the eyes of the West, or looked at in perhaps a less charitable way, just how much money people are willing to make to overlook certain issues with the party's human rights record, for example.
So he'll be getting a paycheck from the government in Beijing?
I don't know exactly how they're going to structure the deal, but the Communist Party is his boss for this fund.
Have you heard what reaction is to this in the UK? Like, are people upset that seemingly Cameron had access to Chinese power as the prime minister, and now he's got this job managing a $1 billion investment fund?
You know, I'm not there, but from what I've heard, it's been shockingly muted, especially considering how much criticism former Prime Minister Tony Blair got when he shilled for the government of Kazakhstan. So it's really just striking to me and a lot of other people who follow China to see, wow, I guess it's now considered socially acceptable among the ex-government elite to go and work for Beijing.
So let's pull back a little bit, because Great Britain is leaving the EU, the whole Brexit thing. Doesn't it make a little sense that the Brits would want to expand trade with a rising power like China, a power outside of Europe?
That's the China paradox in a way. It almost always makes sense to trade with China. It's a massive economy. There's a lot of really distinct and good benefits for a country enriching its trade with China. But trading with China at that level comes with costs. And part of the costs is that you're forced to legitimize the Chinese Communist Party. And you're forced to, in some ways, legitimize some of the things that they've done and some of the things that they stand for.
So what do you think is in this deal for China with the former British prime minister?
I think the PR for this is amazing. It almost really doesn't matter what they're paying him. They got him for cheap. You know, the idea that a former head of state of the United Kingdom is now at a fairly junior level in the Chinese system. Xi Jinping has said that this would be roughly a $100 billion investment, and the fund that Cameron runs has, as of now, about $1 billion in it. So it's just a small portion of one of China's global initiatives. It's just an amazing thing when you look at the people at the top of the party, and then you go down a few levels, and oh, there's David Cameron.
And what do you think Cameron is going to kind of focus this $1 billion investments in? Is it infrastructure?
A lot of it's going to be in infrastructure. And I imagine that, frankly, if he doesn't really do anything and just lends his name to it, then that's enough for what Beijing wants. I don't think details have come out yet on exactly what he's going to do. But just showing up at events, shaking some hands, scheduling some meetings, I think would be plenty.
You know as well as anyone, Isaac, it wasn't that long ago when China was a fully socialist, centrally controlled economy with really less interest in flexing its muscle on the global stage. That has obviously changed. So what is the symbolic significance of someone like David Cameron, a former prime minister of the UK, essentially becoming an employee of the Chinese government?
The symbolism is so rich. The Communist Party loves to talk about the century of humiliation, which is what they call a period from the Opium Wars. In the 1800s, Britain came in and then a few decades later destroyed the emperor's summer palace and caused a great shame on the Chinese nation, as the party sees it, up until the Japanese invasion. And now the same United Kingdom is sending one of its former heads of state to serve the party. You know, it's just such a gift to the party, unlike any I've seen in quite some time.
Isaac Stonefish is a reporter and a fellow at the Asia Society. Always good to speak with you, Isaac. Thanks.
Great to chat, Marco.